Good morning.
How are you guys this morning? Doing good?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
Well, in the gospel lesson today, yowza, weed and wheat, and then my favorite part, that all of the bad folks are going to get thrown into the fiery furnace where there will be fire and gnashing of teeth. Let's gnash our teeth. Ready? Doesn't sound that fun, does it? Well, the whole... It's like I was crying, yeah. Well, the parable is a story that's trying to tell us something, okay? And in the parable was the parable of the wheat and the weeds. Now, what's the difference, I think, is the question. So I brought something. What is this? What do you mean it's weeds or grass or whatever? We just had this parable about the weeds and the wheat. How? Okay, can you pull the wheat out of there and leave the weeds? Oh, no, that's some wheat. Oh, well, how do you know what's the good stuff and what's the bad stuff? It's really hard, isn't it? Well, when wheat, have you ever seen wheat growing? Have you? It's very cool. It looks just like this. Now, this happens to be grass. But when wheat is first coming up, it looks just like this. You don't have any way to know. Fact is, all the weeds and all the wheat look kind of the same when they first come up. So just like you couldn't pick out the good stuff from the bad stuff, Jesus says in the parable, well, you kind of have to let them grow up together. Well, both, yeah. Well, no, the wheat is green and the grass is green and the weeds are green and they're all growing in the same place. And they're all there. So Jesus says, well, we can't really tell the weeds from the wheat, so you just let them grow up together. You just let them grow up together. And well, I want to say, yeah, they look the same, but they're not. Well, I think people are kind of like that, aren't they? Can you always tell when someone's a good person or a bad person? Wrong with every question when you talk to your dad. I was the same way. Yeah, way to go, Norm. There's almost no way to tell just by looking at somebody if they're good or bad. I want to tell you a story about a friend of mine. His name is Mac. Mac is a big guy, and he's got tattoos, and he's got one of those, you know, short haircuts, and he lifts weights, and so he kind of walks around like this, you know. And if you met Mac in a dark alley, you'd think, oh no, this is not a good thing. You know what would happen if you met Mac in a dark alley? He'd probably give you a hug. Honestly, he is the sweetest man I've ever met in my life. But if you looked at him, especially if you were a little person, looked up there, you go, oh, he's too big. What Mac does, you know what Mac does? He helps homeless people every day. He helps down at the Angel Network. You couldn't tell whether he was a wheat or a weed by looking at him. How do we know if he's a wheat or a weed? By what he does. By what he says. By how he lives. But mostly, for Mac, how he is Jesus. How he is a good Christian for those who are around him. It's not just obeying God. It is believing God. And Mac believes God. So even though he might look like a weed, he's not a weed. And sometimes, so maybe part of what Jesus is saying is, don't be so sure you know who the good guys and the bad guys are. And Jesus says, you know, it's not for us to decide. At least not about, you know, who God loves and who doesn't. God loves everybody. Instead, what he says, you know, leave it to me. Your job is to love everyone, not to judge everyone, not to decide, ooh, there's a weed. people in red striped shirts are always weeds. They don't belong in the church. Throw him out. Now we say, you know, let those weeds just sit in the pew. Sing a hymn or two. Because God's going to love them into being wheat. Okay? So I'm glad that you're here, you weedy little fellow. So weed and wheat, just like this grass, not so easy to tell. And in the end, you know, I think God loves us so much that weeds and wheat, we all belong to Jesus. Thanks for coming. Have a great rest of the day.